This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid met in Rome on Sunday as their governments look to turn a page on their relationship. Lapid said Sunday he told Blinken Israel's new government wants to rebuild ties with the Democrats who control the U.S. Congress and with the U.S. and with the White House and U.S. President Joe Biden. Israel's new regime does align with the old when it comes to concern about Biden's interest in reviving the 2015 nuclear deal with the Jewish state's self-proclaimed archenemy, Iran. On Monday, Blinken and the Italian foreign minister will co-chair a meeting of the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS. Blinken is also scheduled Monday to meet with Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi and President Sergio Mattarella to discuss the Syrian civil war and the humanitarian needs in that country. The State Department says Syria remains a big concern, with tens of thousands of women and children in humanitarian camps subject to security issues, as members of the Islamic State terrorist group work to exploit the camps to recruit the next generation of fighters. Also Monday, Blinken goes to Vatican City for meetings with Pope Francis and Archbishop Paul Gallagher. Among the topics he and Vatican officials are expected to discuss are climate change, human trafficking, and debt relief for impoverished countries. The death toll from the Florida condominium collapse rose to 9 on Sunday, even as rescue workers continue to search for more than 150 other people who remain unaccounted for. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said one person died in a hospital while workers found more bodies in the massive rubble after they dug a trench through the wreckage left after a portion of the Oceanside Tower collapsed on Thursday. VOA News. Sensitive defense documents containing details about the British military have reportedly been found at a bus stop in Britain. The BBC reported Sunday the papers include plans for a possible UK military presence in Afghanistan. They also included discussion about the potential Russian reaction to the British warship HMS Defender's travel through waters off the Crimean coast last week. The broadcaster said a member of the public who wanted to remain unnamed contacted it when they found the documents Tuesday in a soggy heap behind a bus stop in Kent, southeast of London. The Ministry of Defense said an employee had reported the loss of the documents last week, and an investigation has been launched. A group of Iranian lawmakers are working on a draft bill that could further restrict access to the Internet. That's according to a reformist newspaper on Sunday. The bill calls for, quote, organizing social media and the banning of virtual private networks or VPN software used widely by Iranians to bypass Internet restrictions and blocks imposed on several social media websites, this according to the newspaper. Internet users say there are concerns over the draft bill proposed by some conservative lawmakers who hold the majority in parliament and have since 2020. Instagram and WhatsApp are the only social media services available in Iran, unlike Facebook and Twitter and the Telegram messenger service, which are officially banned. But several Iranian figures use Twitter for official communications, including Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The French far-right party of Marine Le Pen failed to win any region in the second round of French elections with disappointing results, according to post-election estimates, after the day was marked by low turnout. As with the first round of voting on June 20th, French President Emmanuel Macron's ruling party failed to break into double digits nationwide, while Le Pen's party failed to achieve its ambition to win the region containing the cities of Marseille and Nice. The outcome marks a boost for the traditional right-wing Republicans as well as the Socialist Party and places doubt on assumptions that the 2022 presidential election will come down to a contest between Macron and Le Pen. North Korean state media showed video of an unidentified Pyongyang resident saying everyone in the country is heartbroken over leader Kim Jong-un's apparent weight loss. The rare public comment on Kim's health on tightly controlled state media comes after foreign analysts noted in early June that the leader, who's believed to be 37, appeared to have lost a noticeable amount of weight. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.